Right, Callahan Fife. I like this. It has a kind of different vibe. It's sort of rugged Celtic imagery. I'm not normally... Surname names are quite hit or miss, but I do like Callahan, and the G spices it up a little. I like it. Fife is well placed. I always get weird about one syllable middles because I'm one of the... My favourite combos will have one syllable middles, ignore me. It's just, I'm one of those people who hears like the word filler and jumps up with, you know, weapons raised. But it's well, it this feels, yes, rugged, Celtic, some nice rocks, the sea, love that. I do like Fife. I'm not a huge fan of the sound, but the vibe is lovely, and I do quite like Pfeiffer for a girl, or for a boy, whatever. Caradoc Brandon. I like Caradoc a lot. I do. I think it's cool. It's knightly. It's lovely. I know that Brandon's an honour name, so, like, can't comment on my personal opinions on it, but it doesn't feel quite right next to Caradoc. I feel like... Even just your next name, Cassius Brandon, would feel better matched, whereas Caradoc Brandon sounds more like maybe a first name and a last name, but I would be surprised to discover it was a combo. It just... Interesting. Cassius Roan. Or you might say Cassius, but I don't really like that pronunciation. I do prefer Cassian. I think Cassius... I'm a big fan of the sibilant S sound. And I like the history, the stateliness of it. But there's something about US names that are incredibly hit or miss. They're either my absolute favourite thing or I just can't really... It's interesting because a lot of, like, Roman names end with the US. And I just can't click with them. I think Cassian Roan might work a little better for me. Cassius is very stately, though. I do appreciate that. Roan is nice. You might say Rowan. I'm not sure. But it's one letter off from Ronan, which is my absolute favourite boy name. So it just feels a little lacking, maybe. I think Caradoc Roan and Cassius Brandon might be a little better placed. Cassius is quite golden and Roan is quite... Well, think of the horses. It's quite like... russety red, and I do appreciate that. I think that's not the colour that roan horses are. I'm just making it up. I do like, it's got a sort of slightly offbeat feel, and I do appreciate that. Now I'm just rambling. Chadwick Scorpio. Oh, this is very cool. I prefer Scorpio, so I think Scorpio Chadwick would probably do it for me. Like, yes, Scorpion. Yes, Zodiac sign. I think this is the character in Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. Though, I might be... Or is that Scorpius? I might just be going completely insane. I do think it's very funky, and I do like the offbeat sound. The more you think about it, the more it sounds like, you know what, like a cool thing where, when you're like seven and activity camps, so like, look how cool this is. Look at these 7 year olds. This is the cool Scorpio thing. But you know what? Maybe we are seven. I do appreciate it. Chadwick is kind of funky. I like the Wick bit. I'm not wild about the Chad bit. It remind me of, like, you know, the Spiderwick Chronicles. I do appreciate that quite a lot. And the whole thing is... It does sound like a very, very bad spy alias sort of a name, but I'm kind of here for it. Crowley Peregrine. Crowley? I don't know how you'd say it. I like this. It's got a kind of... I really like crows. I know that's not the important bit, but I think they're really well paired. It has a really... kind of birdy nature because crow and peregrine, but whatever. Peregrine is fun. It's Yeah, I love how it balances a kind of stately, fancy sort of a feeling with being a wild nature name. Just so that you're aware, in a lot of fiction, Crowley or Crowley is used as a demon name. You might know that, you might not, it might bother you, it might not, but I think you should know, and I think as a middle name it would be fine. Maybe Peregrine Crowley would be better.